Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Krishna Prestaya Bhutale
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta
Swami Vidyanamine
Namaste Sarasvati Deve
Gautama Vani Prasarine
Nirvishesha Sundavadi
Sarasvati
Namo Vishnu Padaya
Krishna Prestaya Bhutale
Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Iti Namine Sri Vaishnavani Devi Daya Daya Krimadaye
Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine
Namo Namaha Madhujjala Pramadya
Sri Rupa Durga Bhakida
Sri Nora Karuna Takti Namaste Gauravani
Sri Bhute Dinatarine
Rupanu Govindrudava Siddhanta Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Adaita Gadadhara Vidhani
Gaura Bhattavina
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama
Hare Hare Namah Shivaya Gopala Govinda Ram
Vibhadi Sudan
Otha Goro Jiva Talam
Pandum Langayate Girim
Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Dintarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwara
Vande Guru Kripa Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hariyam Tatsa. So today is the appearance day of His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada.
So today is the appearance day of His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada.
And this is a Vyas Puja honored by Srila Prabhupada Bhakti, to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur.
There is a Vyasa Puja offering by Srila Prabhupada to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur.
In 1961. Before he went to the U.S.
He went 1965.
You can see what his mood was then.
On this day, O my master, I made a cry of grief. I was not able to tolerate the absence of my guru. 2. On this auspicious day, I have come with this offering just to worship you remembering your lotus feet. 3. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's judgment is that renunciation is most important. Not only that, but such knowledge must be delivered to every conditioned being. 4. The beginner in devotional service has no ability to solve this dilemma. But you are a Mahabhagavata. You have given us direction. 5. One bewildered by ignorance, what kind of renunciate can he be? He will only be a Falgu Vairagi, renouncing externally. 6. Renunciation is actually the result of real spiritual emotion. Without such feeling, it is simply known as show bottle. 7. But there is another show bottle for the purpose of preaching. That is the Lord Sannyas by which the Mayavadis are defeated. 8. Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is beyond Varnashrama. It is Bhagavata Dharma for putting an end to all cheating processes of religion. 9. Performing dry renunciation, there can be no real preaching. Therefore, Yukta Vairagya is given the highest essential understanding. 10. That sannyas which I have given you is for preaching in devotion. The faithless sense enjoyers are unable to understand this. There are 8 Vasishtyas. We finished first one. Now we'll read this second one. We'll read one or two. 11. Generally, the sannyasis renounce everything and go and stay in the mountain caves. But you, O Master, keep your sannyasis in mansions of marble. 12. To see a sense enjoyer is just like drinking poison. But you, O my Master, go far and near, even abroad, to give them your darshan. 13. Mlechas and Yavanas are forbidden to enter the Hindu temples, but you, my Lord, make them chairmen and sit them in the assembly of devotees. 14. Hindus are not allowed to cross the ocean, but you send your devotees overseas to preach. 15. In the cities of Kali Yuga, the instructions of the bona fide spiritual preceptors are forbidden. Still, you remain here in any way possible. 16. The devotees want to hide in a secluded place to perform their bhajan. You, however, do not accept this in your judgment. 17. Whenever there is an increase in population, there in that place, preaching is to be found. 18. In London, you want a student hostel. You explain that it must be first class. 19. In the land of barbarians, a student hostel for preaching Harikatha. Who can understand the significance of these things? 20. To resolve all the apparent contradictory statements is not the play of some incompetent fool. 21. If everyone simply sat down together and considered these things, what nice preaching there could be. 22. What is your order also? That everyone coming together should merge in your message and preach it to the world. 23. If everyone just initiates, then there will only be a contradictory result. as long as it goes on, there will be only failure. 24. Now even, my God brothers, you return here to the order of our master, and together we engage in his puja. 25. But simply a festival of flowers and fruits does not constitute worship. The one who serves the message of the Guru really worships him. 26. The service of the message is the real meaning of the Vedas. Don't be proud, brothers. Come back to this. 27. Kalidas Nag, a learned man who was defeated by Srila Saraswati Thakur and later became his disciple. That master said in public forum one day, 28, that Kali's mission was to kill the entire world, while the essential meaning of Lord Chaitanya's message was kept locked up in a cage. 29. Oh shame, my dear brothers, aren't you embarrassed? In the manner of businessmen, you increase your disciples. 30. Our master said to preach, let the neophytes stay in the temples and ring the bells.
Eight Vasishtas.
Like this, we finished second, so there are eight Vasishtas.
But to read all these will take up too much time.
But to read all these will take up too much time.
We only have 1 hour.
Half hour.
So, as we heard, Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakura, he said, Pranache Jar, Jehetu Prajar.
So, as we see, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Pran Ache Jar, Sehetu Prachar.
Those who are alive, they preach.
Those who are alive, they preach.
Alive. So, he wanted the devotees to go out and preach.
He wanted the devotees to go out and preach.
Today is the 150th anniversary of his appearance.
Today is the 150th anniversary of his appearance.
Unfortunately, Shadia Rodriguez celebration.
Unfortunately, it should be a much bigger celebration.
Last night, we had the SGVA Sarasota Gaudiya Vaishnava Association lectures on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Last night, we had the SGVA Sarasota Gaudiya Vaishnava Association lectures on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
But I mean, for the 125th appearance of Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami, we're doing a big, we did the thing as big as we could.
For the 125th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's appearance, we did a big thing.
So, unfortunately, we didn't take this opportunity to glorify our Paramgurudev.
Unfortunately, we didn't take this opportunity to glorify our Param Gurudev.
And so our presentation was a bit humble.
So our presentation was a bit humble.
But actually, we can see here how even before Prabhupada went to the West, he had a worldwide vision.
We can see here how even before Srila Prabhupada went to the West, he had a worldwide vision.
And That was given by his Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
He wanted to unite all the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
He wanted to unite all the disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
The grand united preaching.
To do a grand united preaching.
All over the world.
All over the world.
But no one took it very seriously. They didn't take it very seriously.
But no one, they didn't take it very seriously.
Prabhupada went himself.
So Srila Prabhupada went himself.
And that's why we're all sitting here today.
And that's why we are all sitting here today.
Well, I told him last night that Prabhupada went because he was carrying out the order of his Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
So I told them last night Srila Prabhupada went to the West because he was carrying out the orders of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
So naturally, we should be very grateful to our Prime Gurudev for sending Prabhupada to us.
So we should naturally be very grateful to our Param Gurudev for sending Srila Prabhupada to us.
And Prabhupada, he echoed the same message to his followers.
And Srila Prabhupada, he echoed the same message to his followers.
That they should go out and preach.
That they should all preach.
Prabhupada said that all Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was telling him, sometimes I think to pull out the marble from the temples.
Srila Prabhupada said that sometimes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was telling him that sometimes he thought that it was good to pull out all the marbles from the temples.
Sell it.
And print books.
I told Prabhupada, if you ever get money, print books.
So he told Srila Prabhupada, if you ever get money, print books.
One of the priorities that Prabhupada did was establish a VBT for printing his books.
So one of the priorities that Srila Prabhupada had was to establish the BBT to print his books.
And what he asked ISKCON to distribute the books.
He asked ISKCON to distribute the books.
He heard that Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he had a rule that his pujaris or devotees who stay in the temple had chanted 100,000 names.
We heard that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, for his pujaris and those who stayed in the temple, they should chant 100,000 names.
When I first came here to Mayapur in 1970, there are still many Prabhupada's godbrothers alive.
There were still many of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers alive.
So we got some insider information.
Some nectar.
So we heard that those who went out and distributed the books, they would have to chant 25,000 names a day.
So we heard that those who distributed the books would have to chant 25,000 names a day.
That's 16 rounds. And he had a daily newspaper.
He had a daily newspaper.
People asked, how do you put information on a daily? How do you know information in a daily spiritual newspaper?
So people would ask him, how do you have enough information for a daily spiritual newspaper?
This material world, only Akapad Vibhuti.
This material world is only Ekapad Vibhuti.
Spiritual world is Tripad Vibhuti.
Spiritual world is Tripad Vibhuti.
I got three times more.
So you have three times more information.
We heard of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. He was a very unique personality.
So we heard how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a very unique personality.
His hands would go down to his knees.
His hands would go down to his knees.
Like
Lord Chaitanya Ajanulambita Bhujo.
He had three necks, three lines on his neck.
He had three lines on his neck.
He'd go around and he'd wear his chadar and dhoti by his wash. And he'd give out sweets to the Muslim kids.
He would go out in his chadar and dhoti and he would give out sweets to the kids.
Muslim kids. Actually, much of the land that he had was given to him by the Muslims of Mayapur.
Actually, much of the land that he had was given to him by the Muslims of Mayapur.
So he was a very gracious, very encompassing.
So he was a very gracious and very encompassing personality.
And one of our neighbors was one of the youngest disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur.
One of our neighbors was one of the youngest disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Damodar Swami.
Damodar Swami.
He told us some things.
He told us some things.
He said Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was walking with disciples, he was there.
He said that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was walking with his disciples and he was there.
In the evening. He stopped. He was looking at the moon.
And he was looking at the moon.
For a long time.
He looked at the moon for a long time. Other disciples were thinking, what is he looking at the moon for?
And he turned it down and said, the people on the moon planet, they become materialistic.
Then he looked towards them and said, the people in the moon planet, they've become materialistic.
Bahir Mukh. We have to go there and preach.
We have to go there and preach.
No. We don't know where he is now.
So we don't know where he is now.
Where
he is preaching.
I studied the four Vaishnava Sampradayas.
So he studied the four Vaishnava Sampradayas.
In his temple, there's the four Sampradayas there.
In his temple, there are the four Sampradayas there.
At the four corners.
At the four corners.
And he studied. He said that the differences are not so significant.
So he studied and said that the differences are not so significant.
What's really important is that everyone is promoting Vishnu Bhakti.
What is really important is that everyone is promoting Krishna Bhakti.
He said Vishnu Bhakti.
Vishnu Bhakti.
So He spent time discussing with different acharyas and different sampradayas.
He spent time discussing with various acharyas in various sampradayas.
And he appreciated how Ramanuja Acharya just defeated impersonalism quickly.
and he appreciated how Ramanujacharya defeated impersonalism quickly.
How Madhav Maharaj, Madhavacharya, he also defeated the impersonalists.
How Madhavacharya, he also defeated the impersonalists.
So, like this, he was preaching in a very cutting edge way.
So he was preaching in a very cutting edge way.
For his day and age.
For his day and age.
Right. When the cars are just the thing that only the elite would have, British.
When cars were a thing that only the elite would have, a few British.
And then he bought a car.
Yes, then he bought a car.
But then some of the devotees would take the car just for some to buy some medicine and marga or something.
So some of the devotees, they would take the car to buy some medicines or something.
So he told a story.
So he told a story.
Saligram Diya Badam Banga.
Saligram Diya Badam Banga.
Breaking peanuts with a Saligram Shila.
Breaking peanuts with a Saligram Shila.
He would tell a unique story.
He would tell a unique story.
That one temple had a professional pujari.
One temple had a professional pujari.
He was basically an atheist.
He was basically an atheist.
But he was born in a Brahmin family.
But he was born in a Brahmin family.
So he knew how to do the puja.
So he knew how to do the puja.
He loved peanuts. Wow.
He loved peanuts. Wow.
Peanuts. Wow. Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Wow.
Wow.
Peanut prem.
Peanut prem.
This person, someone gave a bag of peanuts.
So to this person, someone gave a bag of peanuts. They gave it before the temple.
And the pujari thought, peanuts.
Pujari thought,
I love peanuts!
Oh, peanuts. I love peanuts. Wow!
He closed the door.
He closed the door.
How to break the shell of peanuts.
He was thinking how to break the shell of the peanuts.
Rock is good.
Rock is good. So he took the saligram and started breaking.
So the zamindar, the temple owner, he had to come up at that time.
So the zamindar, the temple owner, he happened to come up at that time.
The door was closed.
The door was closed.
He looked through the window.
He looked through the window.
And he heard a sound.
And he saw that he was breaking the. He heard the sound. Chick, 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 chick.
He looked. He saw. He took the Saligram Shila, the Narayan Shila, and breaking peanuts.
He saw that he had taken the Narayan Shila and he was breaking peanuts.
Yo, Hasandi Divan! How did he do this?
You Pashandi demon, how did he do this?
Women grabbed him by the neck and threw him out.
He grabbed him by the neck and threw him out.
So, when people would take the car and go buy medicine or go into the town.
So, when they would take the car and go out to buy medicines or go out into the town.
He said, this is like Saigon de Badangwanga.
This is like Saligram Diya Badam Banga.
Like breaking peanuts with a Saligram Shila.
Like breaking peanuts with a Saligram Shila. But now we take the car to all places.
At that time, car was a very rare thing.
That time, the car was a very rare thing.
And here you're taking it. He brought it for preaching, not for buying medicine.
He bought the car for preaching. Not for buying medicines.
Like her reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'll go in the he wanted to enter the massage on Chaitanya's legs.
So we, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read how Lord, how Govinda, he wanted to massage Lord Chaitanya's legs.
But he was lying in front of the door.
But Lord Chaitanya was lying in front of the door.
So he asked Lord Chaitanya, roll over and let me walk in.
So he asked Lord Chaitanya, can you roll over so that I can walk in?
Well, he said, I'm too tired. I can't move my body.
Lord Chaitanya said, I'm too tired. I cannot move my body.
Govinda asked again and again.
Govinda asked again and again.
Lord Chaitanya answered, I have no strength. Can't move.
So Lord Chaitanya would say, I'm too exhausted. I cannot move.
But then he took a cloth, called Lord Chaitanya, and stepped over it in his service of the massage.
So he put a cloth on Lord Chaitanya, stepped over, and then he did his service of massage.
But he didn't work out.
But that didn't work out.
When Lord Chaitanya fell asleep, Govinda stayed there.
So when Lord Chaitanya fell asleep, Lord Chaitanya, Govinda stayed there.
And then after about an hour, Lord Chaitanya woke up.
Then after an hour, Lord Chaitanya woke up.
Why didn't you leave and go and take your prasadam?
Why didn't you leave and go and take your prasadam?
You were lying there.
You were lying there.
How did you get in?
How did you get in?
See, for doing my seva, if I have to go to hell, I'll do it.
For doing my seva, if I have to go to hell, I will do it.
But I don't want to commit aparad for my own sense gratification.
But I don't want to commit aparad for my own sense gratification.
So like that, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he was instructing how that.
So like that, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was instructing
how we should use Krishna's things for preaching.
How we should use Krishna's things for preaching.
And in 1922, our Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur in the Gaudiya Honoris magazines.
In one of the Gaudiya magazines in 1922,
He gave an instruction about those who want to get married.
About those who want to get married.
Oh. I guess people don't know about this.
I guess people don't know about this. That is a different one, Gurmaj.
Should I read it? This one.
Okay, should I read it?
Start with the red.
Okay, go up. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada wrote in an article, Relation Between the Sexes in the Harmonist. The cardinal principle of Grihastha Ashram is that no one may be the owner of any property or service of another. Everyone is only a servant whose activities are ever in the service of the Lord. Similarly, the sole object of everyone's service as the only master, only friend, only son, and only consort is Krishna. Marrying and giving in marriage do not give rise to any rights of a master, either to the husband or to the wife. Men and women are joined in wedlock for the purpose of serving each other in the performance of the joint service of Krishna. The wife is not an object of enjoyment of the husband, nor vice versa. They do not marry for gratifying their sexual appetites. They marry for pleasing the Lord, not for pleasing themselves. They choose their partners only such persons who serve God better than themselves. They offer themselves to be accepted by their partners for the favor of being allowed to share in their superior s- superior service of Hari. Neither the husband nor the wife should claim the services of his or her partner on their own account. Both of them are only to offer their services if and when their partner is pleased to permit them to share the service, to share their service of Hari. None of them can force their partners to serve them. This system of household discipline has its roots in the joint worship of the household deity by all members of the household. The reason why the Guru does not ordinarily ask any person to enter the state of wedlock is that it is very rare to find anyone in this world who is willing to regard his or her wife or husband as worthy of his or her unconditional services. This is, however, exactly the only relationship between husband and wife that alone can be sanctioned by the Guru.
All right, interesting article that was written by His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
So that's a very interesting article that was written by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
And I thought I'd read that because in our community we have many grihasthas. And
I thought that I'll read it because in our community we have many grihasthas.
And naturally, this is the highest Krishna conscious principle.
And naturally, this is the highest Krishna conscious principle.
Actually, Prabhupada, on his Vyas Puja in 1973 in London.
Actually, Prabhupada in his Vyasa Puja in 1973 in London.
He had told how his Gurudev had sent sannyasis to London.
He had said how his Guru Maharaj had sent sannyasis to London.
But they were not successful.
But they were not successful. Prabhupada sent grihasthas.
And they were successful.
And they were very successful.
So he said.
So he said
that he wanted all his grihasthas to have, first of all, that they should be paramahamsas.
So he said that first of all his grihasthas should be paramahamsas.
And that, just Bhaktivinoda Thakur was grihastha.
Yeah, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur was grihastha.
And, he had a son which was the guru of Prabhupada.
And he had a son who was the guru of Srila Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada said, we need many such acharyas.
And Prabhupada said, we need many such acharyas.
So grihasthas should try to please have such an acharya as your children, as so, your son.
So grihasthas should try to have such an acharya as their son.
And so he was trying the grihasthas to take up this preaching assignment.
So he was inspiring the grihasthas to take up this preaching assignment.
So, this sound like there's a book called the Upakhyan, the type of examples, stories told by Bhakti Siddhanta.
So, there is a book called Upakhyan Upadesha, which is a type of instructive stories told by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Tell a story and have a little code name.
He would tell a story and have a little code name.
Like that, Saligram Diya Badam Banga.
Like Saligram Diya Badam Banga.
Breaking peanuts with a Saligram Shila.
Breaking peanuts with a Saligram Shila.
Someone was using Krishna's property for his own sense gratification.
If someone was using Krishna's property for their sense gratification, he would say, you are doing saligram diya badam banga. You are baking peanuts with a saligram shila.
He told one story. Kacha khatal of the tail.
Gache katal buke tail. Gupe.
Jackfruit in the tree. Oil on your mustache.
Jackfruit on the tree, oil on your mustache.
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
I told a story.
He told the story.
A man was walking by an orchard. Top of the tree.
On the top of the tree. He saw a ripe jackfruit. The smell was coming over.
He said,
He was another jackfruit premi.
But I don't know if those who are foreigners don't know much about jackfruit.
Those who are foreigners, they don't know what's about jackfruit.
Maybe. Anyway, a bit sticky. And
So he was afraid. If I eat the jackfruit,
it's stuck on my mustache.
It would get stuck on my mustache.
I went to the nearby grocery store. Bought a few grams of oil.
He oiled his mustache.
Jackfruit in the tree. Oil on the mustache.
Jackfruit on the tree, oil on the mustache.
I don't listen as it was. He climbed out the tree and he gets right close to the jackfruit, almost the branch, he was standing on brakes.
So he got up the tree, he climbed up the tree, he was almost near the jackfruit, then suddenly the branch he was standing on broke and fell down.
He started screaming. And really the security of the guard on the orchard, he ran over. Oh, I'm trying to steal jackfruit.
Immediately the security of the orchard, he ran over and said, oh, someone is trying to steal the jackfruit. He beat him up.
With a stick. That's the story. Kache katal over tail.
Kache katal gupe tail.
What does it mean? See, everyone would scratch their head.
Everyone is scratching their head.
It's a very funny story.
What does it mean?
Then he was saying, if someone thinks they can achieve Krishna, not going to the Guru Parampara.
If someone thinks that they can achieve Krishna, not going through the Guru Parampara.
By stealing. They get beaten.
Instead they get beaten.
So they have to go through the Guru Parampara. They have to have a bona fide guru. Otherwise, even they're very common. I don't need a guru.
We hear people say, I don't need a guru.
I am sufficient.
So, putting oil on the mustache.
So, he tells this story that afterwards, as someone was upstart, then he was all gotcha, gotcha, over tail.
So after he said the story, then anyone who is an upstart would say, Gache katal gupe tel. Jackfruit on the tree, oil on the mustard.
So he would tell these stories. And then no one could figure out what's the purport. And then he would use the story, a mantra.
So then he would give the story and he would use the mantra, the short code.
There's a whole book on this.
There's a whole book on this.
The time is almost running out.
But the time is almost running out.
I can tell you tomorrow.
I can tell you tomorrow.
I can tell you more. But
I can tell you more.
I'll talk to you later. One thing I heard that they had Anakut, the mountain of rice, and a dog went and ate out of it.
I heard how there was once an Anakut, and there was a mound of rice, and a dog went and ate from it.
So the whole mountain of rice is all the dog ate it. It's impure.
So the whole mound of rice is now impure because a dog ate from it.
So they told Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
So they told Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
He said, really?
He said, really?
Where did the dog eat it?
Where did the dog eat it?
Here?
Here?
Yeah, there.
There.
Are you sure it's here?
You're sure it is here?
All right. And the feast went on.
So the feast went on.
So he was a very dynamic person. And he'd ask Prabhupada, tell us something about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
We would sometimes ask Srila Prabhupada, could you tell us something about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur?
He just shake his head. Say he was a Vaikuntha man.
He would just say he was a Vaikuntha man.
So we're very fortunate that. We're in Krishna consciousness today. And we're observing the appearance day of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
We have the Bhakti Vinod Asan in Calcutta. That's a very run down, broken house. And we got it and fixed it up. And now it's been awarded some recognition as the best reconditioned house.
Now it has been awarded some recognition as the best reconditioned house. Of the 1800s.
If you have some time, about 45 minutes from the airport, go and visit that.
Please go and visit there.
And that's where Prabhupada met Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
That's where Srila Prabhupada met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
About 1922.
In 1922.
And there, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he sat on the appearance day of Vishnu Priya.
There, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said on the appearance day of Vishnu Priya
that he was re-establishing Vishnu Vaishnava Raj Sabha. What does that mean? Vishnu Vaishnava is all the Vaishnavas of the universe.
Vishva Vaishnava means Vaishnavas of all the universe.
Raja, the king.
The king.
Who is the king of all the Vaishnavas? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is Vaishnava Raj. His sabha means the devotees who are assembled.
So Vishva Vaishnava Raj, sabha means his, who, I mean, the, devotees who were assembled.
So that was Rupa Goswami was the first Vishwavaisa Raja Sabha principal devotee.
Rupa Goswami was the first Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha principal devotee.
And then there was Jiva Goswami.
Then Jiva Goswami.
And then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said he was re-establishing it.
And then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that he was re-establishing it.
And maybe His Grace A.C. Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Prabhupada would be the next in line.
And maybe His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada would be the next in line.
Anyway, we're established. His desire, Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada's desire, was to have lotus footprints of Lord Chaitanya in all the places he visited.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's desire was to have the lotus footprints of Lord Chaitanya wherever Lord Chaitanya visited.
So when we were in Vrindavan, he established lotus footprint in Radhakund and Shyamakund.
So we established the first lotus footprint at Radhakund and Shyamakund.
Haribo.
And another of the devotees, disciples of Gopal Krishna Rad and my brothers, they're finding out how to establish a lotus of the Lord Chaitanya in each of the verse.
So many disciples of Gopal Krishna Maharaj and others, they're trying to find out how to establish the lotus footprints of Lord Chaitanya in each forest.
And all over India, wherever he visited. Of course, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur established about eight.
Of course, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established about eight of them.
And his followers established some. We
are continuing that work.
And we have one lotus foot just opposite the Adikesha temple.
And we have the lotus footprints just opposite the Adikeshava temple,
where Lord Chaitanya recited the Brahma Samhita and other books.
Where Lord Chaitanya discovered the Brahma Samhita and other books.
Anyway, on today, we have the appearance day, 150th, of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
So today we have the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
And I was told that our devotees are mindful, very happy to be the world headquarters and to receive the DDCs.
And I was told that our devotees are happy to be at our world headquarters and receive the GBCs.
Different divisions of Mayapur.
So different divisions of Mayapur
are offering special prasadam. To Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
To Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
For GBCs and all the assembled devotees.
For all the GBCs and all the assembled devotees.
And I know we have about 7,500 devotees.
In Mayapur, we have about 7,500 devotees.
And 7,000 are grihasthas.
About 7,000 of them are grihasthas.
500 or so are brahmacharis.
500 or so are brahmacharis. Like the puja.
Division. About 145 devotees.
Has 145 devotees.
Then altars. Here, Samadhi, Bhajan Kutir, Jagannath Temple.
Kitchens.
Three kitchens. Sign room for making outfits.
sewing room?
145 devotees.
So totally 145 devotees.
Sankirtan.
Sankirtan.
But also 150, I don't know exactly, but 150 devotees.
I don't know exactly, but about 150 devotees.
10 buses.
10 buses.
Buses are out now distributing books.
Buses are now out distributing books.
They'll come back in a day.
They'll come back in a day.
Any day.
Any day.
And we have different book tables like this table and different tables. So.
We have book tables like this table and different tables.
And then they have this, what's called the Sankirtan Seva.
And then they have the Sankirtan Seva.
That's in the morning. They offer to the visitors.
That's in the morning they offer to the visitors.
Invitation to chant one round.
Invitation to chant one round.
And afterwards they sell books.
Afterwards they sell books.
As bundles.
As bundles.
And they give out sheets where they fill out their, if they want to keep in touch.
And they fill out, they give out sheets which they can fill up if they want to keep in touch.
Sankirtan Seva is an initiative by Bhakti Vijay Bhagavat Swami.
Sankirtan Seva is an initiative of His Holiness Bhakti Vijay Bhagavata Swami.
Grihastha devotees.
And Grihastha devotees.
Men and women.
Men and women.
Who distribute books.
Who distribute books.
By following up the people that left their contact.
By following up the people who have left their contacts.
That's how they sell sets of books and different books every day.
So, like that, they sell different sets of books every day.
Like that, we have 30 divisions in Mayapur.
Like that, we have 30 divisions in Mayapur.
About 2,500 or 3,000 devotees are serving in the divisions.
About 3,000 devotees are serving in 25 divisions.
30
divisions.
And so, on Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, the different Grihasthas and divisions all over the Bhoga.
During Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, the different devotees, they all cook and offer Bhoga, Grihasthas.
And divisions. About
and divisions.
Over 2,000.
Over 2,000.
So, that's anyway. So I end here.
So I would like to end here.
I guess. I'm just told that GBC meeting is at 9:30.
I was just told that GBC meeting is at 9:30.